Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, this is Ben. I'm a big fan of the show. I've been listening to Second Date a lot, and I have got something a little different for you today.
Well, Ben, right now, Woody and I are big fans of yours.
I know.
You listen to us. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. I really try. So I had a date with this girl recently, and I can't say I want a second one. I just want answers. Because at some point in the middle of the date, something went really wrong, and she just got real rude, and she started talking about horses a lot, and then in the middle of it, she just ditched me.
You're not wanting a second date. You just want to talk to her, I guess?
Yeah, and honestly, I'd like the opportunity to confront her and tell her exactly how rude she was to me.
Well, I mean,
she hasn't been answering calls, she hasn't been answering texts, anything.
I mean, this isn't...
I think she's...
Well, Ben, it's... I mean, this is not kind of what we do.
That's what I was kind of thinking.
Usually people who call in want to go out again.
Well, you guys have your magic, and I figured you could at least give me some clarity. That's all I'm looking for here.
Why not,
maybe
Woody?
Are we allowed to do this, Nancy?
Well, we can try, and if we don't like it, you know, we will kick you to the curb.
You guys are good. You guys are good. You might get us a second date anyways.
Oh, that's a good point.
You can figure it out.
That's a good point, Ben.
So, honestly, I'm just not all that attracted to her, but I want to confront this.
Dang, Woody. I don't know.
What is her name?
Ben.
Oh, no, we know you're Ben.
Her name.
Her name is Grace. I'm a little nervous about this, guys.
Well, it sounds like you're upset, you know, if he wants to do this. I mean, we're going to have to watch this carefully, Woody.
This could get ugly. Give us about 10 minutes and we'll call Grace, okay?
Got it.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
All right, so Ben, you went on a first date with Grace. She was rude to you about halfway through it. You can't get a hold of her, and now you want answers?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want a second date, right?
Well, he was open to it.
I do not want
okay.
A second date.
Okay, I thought you said for a little hot minute you might be open to it, then you said she was ugly.
He's so mean.
He's so mean.
He's so mean.
Everything to do is magic, all right?
Okay,
so
okay.
I believe in your ability to change my mind, but the way my mind is now, no.
This is a first, Woody.
Like I said, I'm kind of scared of what's going to happen, so be real quiet, Ben, and we'll give her a call.
Hello?
Hello, is this Grace?
This is Grace.
How are you this morning, Grace?
I'm okay. Hello?
It's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Hi.
She's very confused, Nancy.
You know, that's okay. Are you familiar with us at all?
Oh, of course. Yes.
Okay. Well, we do something on the morning show called Second Date, remember?
Oh, I do. Oh, you know what? I even know who you're calling. No. Nope.
Well, it's funny because he doesn't really want a second date with you either.
Yeah, I mean, he said you were like a rude person and he wants to clear the air.
It's about Ben. That's who you're calling
yeah.
about?
Yep.
No.
Well, let's hear your side
yeah.
of it.
Tell us what happened.
Okay, sure. So we met on Tinder and let's give it a shot. Let's meet. So we met at Bullwinkle's and like he got up to go to the bathroom and I may or may not have looked at his phone.
It happens. It just fell
it
open
happens.
In front of you, you know?
Exactly. And like I looked at his phone and he'd been texting with someone that I'm like, I look like a horse. You know, Grace, she doesn't look as good as her pictures. She's heavier than she said she was. And I was just,
hold
gross.
On. He's texting somebody this while you're sitting across from him.
Like a blow by blow of our date and how unattracted to me he is. It's so gross. I mean, the reason I even looked at his phone is because he was texting the whole time, like barely paying attention to our conversation, more paying attention to his phone. That's rude on just all by itself. And I was already pissed off at him for being on the phone the whole time. And then he's calling me a horse. That's so freaking rude.
Huh.
That's so rude.
So what did you do?
Well, when he got back from the bathroom, I completely made every part of our conversation about horses.
Oh.
Like I was like,
Like what?
I was like, are you into horses? I'm totally into horses. And I used to show him as a kid at the fair, and my dad has horses, and I love to ride. And, hey, what kind of horses are you into? And he didn't pick up on it at all. Well, he's not very bright, but whatever. So then I got up to go to the bathroom, and when I was in the bathroom, I texted him a picture of a horse and said, I'm out, and then I snuck out.
Then you galloped away.
It just left like that.
Well, yeah, I ghosted him at the table.
I mean, seriously, if you think about it, that was kind of like, she was just paying him back. He was kind of being a jerk, right?
Yeah, but she also looked through his phone. He shouldn't have said what he said. I'm not giving him any passes, but you looked through his phone.
You looked at my phone?
That's Ben.
He's on the phone?
You know how this works.
Yeah, she said she was familiar.
Gross.
This was a first date. Why were you looking through my phone?
This is a first date. Why were you on the phone the whole time?
I had to talk to someone.
I kind of wonder if he left it there on purpose.
Uh-huh, like he wanted Grace to see it.
Gross. You know what? Then just be like, hey, I'm not into this. Don't be a d***.
Look, you never look at anyone's phones or touch any person's phone.
Oh, come on.
She did.
I'd probably call the police on you.
Come on.
No.
Like you've never looked in someone's medicine cabinet.
No, I haven't. Do that? What are you looking for? What are you looking for in a medicine cabinet?
You might need something.
Find something you like in there.
Come on now.
Yeah, this is why I would never want a second date with a guy who calls me a horse. This is a solid no for me, friend.
So are all the horse references during the date making sense now, Ben?
No, they're not.
Well, you were making fun of her.
You called her a horse, man. You kind of got what you deserved in small sense.
Look, she has a horse face. It's not mean if it's accurate. I'm sorry.
Y'all, I'm going to text you my Insta and you can see I'm very cute.
Well, I believe you are, but this is not what we do. I mean, second dates can get kind of combative, but they're supposed to not be ugly like this. It's kind of mean.
Well, maybe now you can see why I didn't want a second date.
But you called us.
I honestly just wanted to figure out what happened.
Well, now you know, dude. Don't be a jack and you won't have questions.
Nancy, you've done this more than I have. Is this the first time in second date history we're just not going to offer a second date?
Are you making that decision?
I don't know, but it seems like it's going that way.
I don't think they both want one.
Right.
So, I mean, there's no point in offering, you know?
I mean, I'll take the free meal.
Yeah, you can use it to buy some hay.
Oh my goodness, Nancy. This is bad.
No, I don't. You know what? I'm laughing at all of this because I do not care, dude. I don't, like, I was hoping to never hear from you again. So this is beyond the pale.
And the reason I'm not laughing is because I can't trust you. I mean, even from your Tinder photos. Even from your Tinder photos, you couldn't even look the same.
Oh, dude, you don't even know what you're talking about. Those pictures are, like, 3 weeks old.
I don't know what I'm talking about. You don't look like those photos. You could have taken them yesterday. You did something.
You're such a freak. Okay. Why are we still having this conversation?
That's what I'm wondering, too.
I think it's
like, you know.
Yeah, I'm out.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.